go back now to that announcement from the National Virus Reference Laboratory of the suspension of testing at its lab this coming weekend and next. We were talking to Fergal Bowers in relation to that a moment ago. We're joined now by the head of the National Virus Reference Laboratory, Dr. Killian de Gascoigne. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. de Gascoigne, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So perhaps you can tell us what the situation is.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show. I have to say I'm surprised this has captured quite so much attention, but I do appreciate everybody's concern. In essence, the NVRL was affected by a small number of SARS-CoV-2 cases at the start of this week. And basically, since March of this year, we would have been split into two teams. So early in this week, when we identified the cases, the team that was affected would have been taken out of the lab, and the alternative team would have been brought back in. And in essence, with the team that's affected restricting movements for the next 14 days, we really felt in order to give our existing team an opportunity to deliver the service during the weekend and also to have some time to recover, that we would suspend testing on the weekends, this coming weekend and the following weekend, following which the original team will be able to return to work. But I think the thing to highlight is that I suppose we agree this with the HSE and ensure that there would be no impact on the testing capacity over the course of the relevant time frame. So we know at the weekends we typically perform in the region of 600 to 700 tests per day, as Fergal would have mentioned. And really at the weekend we know that the number of swabs performed typically falls off a little bit. The number of tests performed typically falls off a little bit, so there's significant and plenty of spare capacity at the weekend to be able to pick up the slack or the work that we're not in a position to do.
And where will that slack be picked up over this weekend and next?
SNAT testing will be performed in, the majority of the testing from the community will be performed in at Enfer, and then some of the testing will be performed at hospitals.
So is it your expectation, and you're also, of course, a member of NPHET, if I'm correct, that the numbers tested will in no way be affected by this as a result of your lab being out of operation?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Of course, it's not ideal, but I think it's really important to highlight the work that the HSE has put in over the last 7 months to ensure that there is sufficient on island capacity to perform the testing. And as I said, we agreed that this time frame will be best. Obviously, during the week is very busy. The demand on the system is very high. But as I said, we can see over the last number of months that the demand typically falls off to a degree on Saturday and Sunday. It's human nature in many respects. And as I said, so this was decided that it would be the best time for us to be able to give those staff who will now have to work for 2 weeks continually a little bit of rest time.
Right. But it's something you said you had envisaged happening, an infection getting into one of the teams. So was there a plan in place then?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, we split into two teams back in March, and thankfully to date we haven't been affected. Obviously, health and safety of the staff is the priority here, not only for the testing, but just for their own sake and for their families. So we split into two teams to ensure that if one of the teams were affected, that we would be able to continue to deliver the service. Obviously, back in March, April and May, it was more significant when we were doing a far greater proportion of the national testing. But again, thanks to the work that the HSE and the department have put in over the course of the last number of months, the majority of testing from the community is now performed at Enfer, and then obviously all of the hospital laboratories have capacity on site as well.
Okay, well, we wish those members of your team who are affected by this every good health, and thank you for taking our call. Killian de Gascoigne from the National Virus Reference Laboratory.